Good evening, and welcome to Blindspot. Tonight on the program, we are proud to present VGA, the Producer's Commentary. My name's Eric Humphrey. I produced the video game Apocalypse back in our first season. And tonight, with the help of our engineer, and he'll be commenting as well as
executive producer of Blindspot.
And executive producer of Blindspot, we have Mr. Philip Von Zweck. So I guess you would say I am also producing this evening.
And I am also executive producing.
One could say that. So we're gonna run the show from the first season. We're going to see what was good, what was bad, and what frankly just doesn't hold up. Each week, Blindspot presents a unique radio, a live radio show that explores the possibilities of the medium. For more information about the program and the people who work on it, to produce it each week, visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you will find pictures, MP3s of past shows, as well as information about upcoming programs. And now, broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University, WLUW 88.7, Chicago, is proud to present Blindspot's presentation of VGA, A Producer's Commentary.
Now, one of the things I wanted to say before we do this is to say that this is a program which will take place in living stereo, and you will actually have the opportunity to decide whether you listen to our commentary,
right,
which will be in the right speaker,
indeed,
or to listen to the original program, which will be broadcast in your left speaker.
Uh-huh.
And so if for some reason you get tired of listening to Eric and myself, you can just use the balance control to just listen to the original program. I'm going to go ahead and press
equally
play.
If you got tired of the original program and just wanted to listen to us, you could use your balance control as well.
Yes, and if you wanted it in stereo, you could stream it off of our website. I'm going to press play now.
Okay.
And then you can start to talk.
You said two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert.
What's going on here, Eric?
Okay, Peter Rosenblum.
Half sunk.
He's currently reading the Percy Shelley poem, Ozymandias.
And
we had Jake playing the PlayStation 2, playing the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. My brother Patrick was playing the Xbox 2, playing Halo 2.
The hand that mocks
and John, who's not with us this evening, was playing the, also playing a PlayStation 2, playing the Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal.
My name is Ozymandias,
and,
King of Kings.
So how do you feel about this program in general?
And despair.
On the whole, I think it was pretty successful. I set out to try to make it like music. So we would have
boundless and bare.
So they were
the lone and
playing the video games like any other instrument, and then I was coming in and mixing them then into almost melodic form. It was definitely non-narrative, and what I found interesting about it is some of the
rage together like
there is a narrative tendency, and maybe we do this to all things that are non-narrative, that sort of develops.
Well, and it reminds me of Glenn Gould's article about radio as music.
Okay.
Were you thinking at all about that?
I wasn't. Actually, but I really wanted to do a show about the apocalypse.
So this is more about the apocalypse
and the video games.
Okay. So do you want to So what's Peter reading here? It's Shelley.
Tears streamed down my face. for on every side was the waste of water.
Now he's actually reading sections from The Flood, from the Epic of Gilgamesh.
Distant, and there appeared a were mountain. You, as the producer, did the you just grounded. Trust Peter, or did you give him specific things to read?
Oh, I provided him everything here. I want one of the real conscious decisions I wanted to make, besides going as far back as I possibly could, which is Gilgamesh, and as far forward as I possibly could, which is coming up in a second.
A third day,
is. That I didn't want to do Revelation. I didn't want to do the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and, you know, Behold the Pale Horse and all that. I thought that was kind of the obvious choice.
And let her go.
That the canon of apocalyptic literature is ultimately deep and rich, and there was lots of other stuff.
Then I loosed a swallow.
Fascinating.
And she flew away, finding no resting
well,
place.
Well, you're supposed to be commenting on this. I'm not supposed to be interviewing you.
I loosed a raven.
About it.
Well, she saw a bit of retreated. See what if you would like me to comment,
and she did not come back.
What I like here is then I threw the Halo game the has winds. Pretty much a constant
a
bed of
and poured out libation
the. Machine gun
seven
fire.
Again, seven
the stuff that
I
sounds like the more lasers, the pew, 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 is from the is from the Ratchet and Clank game.
When the
all of
the sweet savor,
all of the car noises like are from the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. So we, at least for me, and some people may read this other ways, it started to develop like a large civil war with people fleeing from.
Oh, you gods,
from the cities as they're
by the
shooting
lazuli round my neck. I shall remember
it gets as dark
as I remember
possible.
The jewels of my throat.
The Halo 2.
How dark
these last days
possible.
I shall not forget.
Because, you know, they've discovered that the cones in your eyes actually produce light. Because it's the electrons in the nerve endings.
For without
so it's actually impossible to have pitch black because your eyes produce light themselves. There's a James Elkins article about this phenomena that you can find on the Chronicle of Higher Education's website. You might find interesting.
Is not
that
worried.
Sound that you hear, that's the...
By what
it's actually an axe
God, the
that the ratchet guy uses.
To sin against the bodies
no, that is that is interesting. I don't know if it's germane.
Well, you said as dark as possible, and I'm wondering... Because really, the only...
Thematically, not
I'm
actually.
Sorry.
Remains inviolate.
Literally,
I'm a very literal
present life must come,
person.
Whether sooner or later.
And now I think we're doing the
blessings and disasters.
Saint Augustine on the sack of Rome. I particularly like that one as
the
well.
The saints lose nothing.
What was in the sack of Rome?
Deprived of temporal goods.
I'm happy that you couldn't even keep a straight face on that.
I was so close.
I know.
To the conventions
so I've never, once, Jake and I started watching the director's commentary for Cannibal Ferox, a.k.a. Make Them Die Slowly.
Okay.
Allegedly one of the most gruesome films ever made, and we just really watched Cannibal Ferox. For some reason, Jake and I decided to look for extreme films. We had watched 120 Days of Salo and then watched Cannibal Ferox, which we had driven to a suburb to get on Laserdisc. We watched it, and then we started watching it with the director's commentary. And it's very interesting. It's the director and maybe it's the star, the male lead from... Cannibal Ferox, and the first thing he says is, I'm so embarrassed that I'm in this film. I can't believe I did this. This is such a horrible movie. And proceeds to, we watched maybe 20 minutes of the director's commentary, just talk about how much he regretted being in this film. And I thought that was like really, really remarkable commentary that most films would probably not. Most directors would probably, most production companies would probably not have the guts to put out a commentary that was just from the lead tearing apart.
Well, you know, if you're in a movie like that and you're watching the director's commentary, I frankly think you know what you're getting into. I couldn't make, I've never done, I shouldn't say I've never produced a blind spot that was so bad that it deserved a horrible thing because that's just not true. But we don't talk about the quote show.
71.
Oh, we do.
Now,
just not with
now
you.
Peter, now Peter is 84 reading the numeric values of Bill Gates's name,
plus
trying to prove that he was the Antichrist. I really like Peter's vocal performance on this.
The explanation he gave was this. The fourth beast
signifies
a
good performer.
Kingdom,
he's a pro.
Which will appear on earth. It will differ from the other kingdoms. It will devour the whole earth, treading it down and crushing it. Current history knows three antichrists. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and the Pope.
What is this?
A fourth beast.
This was actually just a random posting on the internet.
Money.
From everything that I got in the interests of full disclosure, all of the texts were taken from The End of the World, edited by Lewis H. Lampham.
Oh,
fear
of Harper's fame.
Running through the jungle.
And this was like they traced it back to like 94. It's a posting on the internet.
Thousands of
I like that they say that we've known three antichrists: Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and the Pope. Which Pope
they had never worked,
is a completely different issue. It could be any Pope.
Fled before the terror of dark. Then
this one's really interesting because it's from the New Yorker in 1929.
For 25,000 steel,
it's called The Market Goes South, and it really.
The fundamental
I was really kind
of
into it because it
on a sound and prosperous basis.
It wasn't
President
a
Hoover.
Description of how bad it was
no
going to be for everybody, but has this
down.
Sense of language
no
about
have died.
You know
no
all of the
no railroads have vanished.
You know the railroads have vanished, and all
the
of the workers and artisans
there
and all this like.
Children. Try and catch a little.
It's basically talking about a bunch of people killing.
What's the score?
You know, I'm trying to think if there is a score for any of these games. I don't think there is.
Well, how are there games without scores?
Oh, yeah.
Action.
Most games now don't have scores.
A single enemy
what do they have?
Has destroyed the heart of the city.
Levels?
The rest is
okay, what's the level?
I
don't know.
The flames are raging
really
over 18 square miles. Washington is burning to death.
This is another interesting one. This is actually, it's called...
Help
Dead Cat
kinds,
on Our Rainbow, Washington Under the Bomb. It's 1951. It's a bunch of journalists
doctors,
wrote about
nurses,
how they would cover
food,
what would happen if they had to cover
uncounted
a nuclear bomb attack
dead.
On Washington, D.C.
More thousands of injured lie spread in untended rows on hospital lawns and
I'll also warn you,
or
not that is a major airstrike on the Halo 2.
Is broken down.
That's coming.
Halo 2 is a video game?
It is a video game. Halo 2,
homeless flood
Ratchet and Clank, up your arsenal, and
troops are moving
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Among
do you want to talk at all about these games, how you chose them? And
I chose them because they are... they have interesting and good sound design, and they are... We did this right before Christmas. And they were the hot games
yesterday.
That year. It was our
it
own little, you know, nod today. Towards the Christmas commercialism that
the bomb
year.
Exploded in southwest
and so
Washington,
the mix
midway
of the video games, I mean,
the
three video games are being mixed by
light
you?
Of the city,
me.
As if it were
yes.
A Roman
how?
Candle.
Live. With a board.
For a
no,
radius
I understand
of
that, but how are you making the decisions
is
about
under.
What to... I mean, can you see the screens?
No.
I'm just listening... So what's coming through and
are you remote viewing the screen?
Blast and fire then reached out in widening waves.
I at the time was reasonably familiar with the game, so I to some degree knew what I was getting into.
The Lincoln and Jefferson Memorial.
I knew
ruins.
Like the Halo game, after you hear a big airstrike, it's going to go to
but the
some
main part
kind
of
the incidental music that's really just sort of one chord on
the
some cheesy keyboard. That was actually kind of effective for what we were doing, what we were
the
using
Secret
it for.
Service has
what I didn't realize,
the
and there's
a
particular offender coming up, is there's a few more swears that I thought there were going to be in
white
San Andreas. And we did our level best to Jake did his level best to avoid them through gameplay. I did my level best to avoid them through bringing him down and never really had him very high. And Phil will probably end up talking over them.
A prank of the bomb. Windows melted.
Do you play a lot of the video games?
But a few green leaves.
I go in phases. I have my games. Right now, my wife and I are rolling. Doing the Katamari.
Station caved in and shot up a tower of sparks.
Very Japanese.
I'm very bad at all video games.
It's kind of hard to be bad at this.
Damned fool.
You run into stuff with your orb that you push, and if you are bigger than it, it becomes part of your orb. As your orb gets bigger, eventually you are rolling up land.
The taxi windshield was shattered as we drove away.
I think I've heard something about this.
No, it's pretty great.
How do you win?
Pieces of debris got in. I found him dying.
So the goal is to hit things in order of size?
Kinda.
There's a wicked wind tonight.
This, what he's reading now, is called The Viking Terror.
No fear now, the Viking hordes will terrify me.
I'm sorry I've got this cough.
Yeah, I know, maybe you can cough over the swear.
I think you tell me when to go. So it's your brother and Jake, and
behold,
who's the third person?
The Lord one's up. The earth into.
Which one of them do you think is the best gamer?
And turneth it upside down.
Jake's the one who's invested the most money into gaming.
And it shall be.
But
the people, so
who is actually? And when you had them playing the games, were they playing?
Oh, there it was.
As with the maid. So
I didn't hear it.
Because I said there
as
was
with the barn, oh, okay. So with the sun.
Did you have them playing the games for sound production or to actually win the game?
As
for sound production.
Of usury.
So now, they were instructed to make decisions not based on winning or losing.
The land
but based
shall be
on.
Utterly empty.
Now,
utterly
John, having never played the game and really not playing much video games at all, not to say that he hasn't played any video games,
the
but
earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world
it didn't really matter. He was
away.
It, at
the haughty people
at this point in the show, he's still just kind of pushing buttons. And
the earth also is.
Do you think he learned something during the show?
Well, because at a certain point, he realizes what makes more things blow up
broken the everlasting
than other things.
Covenant. Therefore, hath the curse devoured.
And I tried to, you know, the.
So this really fits the educational prerogative of Blindspot.
There's an educational prerogative of Blindspot?
Well, I mean, this is not for profit.
The vine languisheth.
Okay.
All the
I thought we were just teaching about Lincoln.
Ayo!
The mirth of Tabrets ceases. The noise of them that rejoice.
This is now.
The joy of the harp.
This is now Jerusalem. Also from Isaiah.
The song.
It's also referred to as the apocalypse of Isaiah.
The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man may come in. There is
this
a cry
is
for
pretty
wine
much
on
about
the streets.
The Romans
all
marching
darkened,
into Jerusalem
of the land is gone.
And killing or setting on fire.
In the city is left desolation. And the gate is smitten with destruction.
Including the sack?
When thus it shall be in the midst
sack
of the
is
land
back in Rome.
Among the people,
oh.
There shall be as the shaking
there
of
was
an
no sack
tree,
in
and as the
there
green
was the sack.
Grapes
this is actually
when
the sack of Jerusalem.
Is done.
I'm trying to find an easy way out of this, and I'm just not.
The great famine which I feel approaching, frequently shifting, then becoming universal,
this
will be
is
so great and so long that one shall come to tear
can
the
video
from
game
the tree
performers
and the child from
hear
the
Peter?
Yes.
The great queen, when she shall see herself vanquished, shall act.
You know, Jake was very much aware that he,
she shall pass over the stream
out of his machine,
followed by fire to her faith. She shall
and
do outrage.
He then tried to do things that
the Oriental
didn't,
shall come
you know,
forth from
with
the,
to all the GTA
the
games. There's a lot of characters
France.
That sort of are always he walking around. If you
sky,
bump into or shoot
snow,
any of them, or
heaven
run over one of them with your car, they will
the
say something to
you.
Now, maybe it's just
going to
be a nonsense word. Maybe it's, look out. Or maybe they're going to, drop some F-bombs and try to shoot you. So at this point, Jake is now trying to just get on, a motorbike or something and just drive.
Of white and black shall be
so we get the sound of just him driving, but there's not really going to be anybody talking.
Blood, earth, pestilence, famine. Fire bewitched by water. The well-to-do shall suddenly be cast down. The world put in trouble by the three brothers. Enemies shall seize a maritime city.
So
famine,
what's the connection
fire,
between
blood,
the apocalypse
pestilence,
and video games?
And the double of all evils.
Well, I was thinking that it would be a good... That it would be a... it would be a good soundtrack. It would make... It would give a... The words would give a new context to the sound, and the sounds would
it
give a new context
to now what public
the words.
Measures were taken by the magistrates for the
And it's not that you think that they are
the
a sign of
the
end times, or
when it
that our society has sunk to this level of entertainment,
of the prudence of the magistrates,
that it's a sign, that of a coming apocalypse, or it's the end of an empire.
No way. Video games.
The Romans are, bringing slaves in to battle lions and Bigfoot and stuff in the Colosseum.
But I am now upon
the
order. And
that was a sign of sort of the end.
We are not living in the Black Iron prison. Now, I think that video games are here, are absolutely here to stay. I think video games, in a lot of respects, are the new novel.
But they're not a sign of a declining civilization.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They're just another medium to be explored and... Like that sound right there? That was actually John trying to cycle through to find a more explosive weapon. But video games are not any more or less valid than anything else that's out.
They're completely
appropriate to be criticized and used in other things.
Otherwise dangerously sick without apparent cause of some other.
But you're not saying that our society is degraded to the point where we find that the only thing that qualifies as entertainment is violence. You're not trying to make some sort of...
No, that has to do with... No. That has to... It's not because the only thing... our society, the only thing that qualifies as entertainment is violence in our society, and that's not because we've slid down. It's because we've always been there. It's because we're a nation of Puritans and are afraid of sex.
All the lands owned, claimed, or possessed by them east of the
this is now a
river,
treaty
and hereby
between the U.S. of A. and
the United States
and the
Cherokees. Spoliations of every kind.
That treaty was good for about
20 years. And in consideration of the sum of $5 million to be expended.
I mean, in a lot of respects, if we're going to read, if we're going to present these types of texts, where else am I going to get an ever-changing, ball of sound that contains fire engine sirens and cars driving, people weeping, gunshots, explosions?
I was just wondering if there was a greater social commentary about the role of the video game and the decline of Western civilization.
No. If anything, I think that the video game is the next logical step in a long progression. It's the next thing after cable.
To the Senate for their consideration and decision.
It, actually, what caused the, what led to the real decline of Western civilization is the LaserDisc.
An additional sum of $300,000 be allowed for the same.
And this isn't just because you like video games that you're defending them.
No, actually. I mean,
Do you see the video game as a tool of capitalist alienation? Under the title, or do you think that the video game is a way for us to objectify ourselves in the positive sense of objectification? Be able to sort of wish fulfillment in a way that we can do things in video games that we're not capable of doing in real life, and so therefore allows us to sort of more fully become ourselves without harming or damaging other.
I think that's potentially true, but it's also true of television film, a preview of the first novels, of the 20th all the other media. It's, you know, if we're, I basically think that it's time to just, they should be giving out a Nobel Prize for video game design. Ticking.
It read $2.
But interestingly, the Nobel Prize, the red sure hung a dead cat on a rainbow. Wouldn't go to anything nearly as violent as the games you've selected.
I understand, is on fire.
Well, that was what was. I mean, the people equally, the Ratchet and Clank isn't really that violent. I mean, the only things that die are robots.
Abandoned trolleys.
It's a little cartoon character. It's for kids with guns.
Wreckage and bits of flesh.
And hand grenades.
We rode through a river of dazed refugees.
Little nuclear bomb shooters.
With any belongings they had been able to snatch.
But it's cute.
Yeah. One woman held a picture clenched in her hands. Behind her trailed a little girl pushing
a
dog.
There's no level of social commentary intended in this anyway. Because I can't help but reading
an old man struggling
to bear sort of two primary texts, one being the literal text, which Peter is literally reading, and the other being video games. I mean, it's called Video Game Apocalypse, and thinking of and making some sort of, you know, interpolating some sort of commentary back onto the video game.
What I was thinking about at the time had more to do with what was going on then and now in our current political culture. It had more to do with the setting up of camps. I'm thinking of Camp X-Ray. It has more to do, like, there's a point that starts around now, actually, where it's in the Ratchet and Clank game, and it sounds like they're talking about, they're at a spaceport, and it's all these instructions, and it very much, with all the other explosions, sounds like people being herded up to go off to an internment camp somewhere. And it's, you know, we're now at war against an abstraction. And you know, we live kind of. This is going to be kind of a wishy-washy answer, but we live kind of in dark times. And I think that it's not necessarily wrong that there's, you know, you drawing a correlation between video games and the apocalypse.
And a culture of violence.
And a culture of violence. But that wasn't what I was thinking about at the time.
Hundreds of them.
I mean, because I honestly believe that our culture of violence is because of our Puritan background.
Well, but one of the things that strikes me as interesting, and I don't know whether it was before or after this game, after this program, is the Army coming out with its own video game as a recruiting tool.
Yeah.
And so thinking about it, I mean, talking about sort of the political realities that you're addressing, right, and thinking about, you know, and also thinking about this sort of, like, I don't play video games because I got very frustrated when I was in high school, and I would play 720 in the mall, and I was worse at playing a video game of skateboarding than I was at skateboarding. And I thought the entire reason for playing a video game is to do things that you, one, cannot actually do. I'm much better at driving a car, although I wouldn't claim to be good at it, than I am at playing a video game where I drive a car where I am horrendous.
Right.
So that was one of the things I was thinking about was that they allow us to sort of wish fulfillment in a way. Especially these sort of violent games. Like, you can't actually do in a civilized
and it
country,
shall fall and not rise again.
What you do in Grand Theft
and it
Auto,
shall come to pass
right, and
in
get away
day
with it,
that
right,
the Lord shall punish.
Well, but I mean,
the host
I think that.
The high ones
but
that
I think that's also
high,
true.
And the king of the earth upon the earth.
of just about every other form
shall
of
be gathered,
you know,
together as prisoners.
I can't do the thing,
pit.
You know, they we're not
and
supposed to be able to torture, but yet Jack Bauer
and
tortures
many days,
on 24
they shall be visited.
All the time.
Then
and
the moon
we're not
shall
supposed
be confounded and the sun ashamed. When
to
the
think
Lord
of
well, I think maybe the Beatniks said it best when they said
Jerusalem,
television drugged the nation, breeding ignorance and spreading radiation.
All right. Word.
As soon as any man shall be found by this examiner, surgeon or searcher, to be sick of the plague, he shall the same night be sequestered.
These are actually
in the same house.
Daniel
in case
Daniel
so
Defoe
sequestered,
going back
then,
and writing
though he afterwards
fictional,
die not,
plague
the house wherein he sickened,
what you're supposed to
should
do
be shut
with
up
the bedding
for a month
if
after
somebody
the
tries to sell
the
plague infested bedding
taken by
to
the
be
rest.
Given the plague.
Airing the stuff.
I thought that
for
was
sequestration
that was
of the goods and stuff of the
I mean, one of the other things that I really liked about doing this is that is once again thinking about it going in
well aired
as music
and such perfume.
And it's
as
the type of thing that
within the infected
we couldn't
house
make it sound like this
before they be
again
taken again to use. This is
even if we knew exactly where
of the
we
examiner
at what point in the three individual games we started, we couldn't really recreate it. And so there's a live quality to the mix. There's
known to be infected of the
finding
plague,
something new that I didn't know
willingly into any
that I didn't know we were going to find.
Not
and
allowed. The house wherein
let me ask you about gender for a second.
Should be shut
okay
up for certain
seems like a very
days
male
by
show
the examiner's direction.
Okay.
It's a lot of dudes in the room.
Burial.
It was
the
a
dead
bit of a sausage party.
And is
that,
just, are there
the
any
of the dead by this
women
visitation,
sources? Is Peter reading
hours,
from any female
either before sunrising
writers
or
that you're aware of?
Setting.
I'm just curious. I mean, the source,
the
you know, the video games. These are video games that strike me as probably being predominantly
no
of interest
no
to men. Although
to accompany
I
the core
could very
to
not
church
being a video gamer myself could be.
House
Grand Theft Auto may have as much attraction to.
It's not 50. It's not 50-50, but it's higher than a lot of people would think.
And
it's
no core
like 60-40. My wife plays a lot of video games.
Or remain in any church in time of common.
I play a lot of video. I don't play.
I don't mean video games in general, but these video games in particular being the sort
of
gun toting, blow them up,
churchyard
kill them,
or burying
sort of
place to come near the core.
I honestly don't know if there's
and that
any
all the
female
writers. Shall be at
which
least
it's also just possible
foot
that aside from Ann Coulter, there aren't a lot of women
further,
writing
all
towards
public
the apocalypse
assemblies at other burials are
that's
to
nice
be forborne during the
like I don't know who wrote. I don't know who wrote. I mean, at the end of the day, who wrote
no
Gilgamesh?
No infected stuff to be uttered.
Well, and
that no clothes,
nobody
stuff,
knows
bedding,
yeah,
or garments be Gilgamesh suffered to be carried or conveyed out of any infected houses, and that the criers and carriers.
Nah, you know, I don't know that I think it's a
old apparel be sold or pawned, be utterly prohibited.
I mean, it's
and
a there are
and no
there's a higher percentage
or old
of dudes
be permitted to make any
that are interested in the violent things
forth on their stalls,
than women
boards,
that are interested in the violent
street
things.
Lane, common way
now,
of passage.
Does that mean that the
any
show only appeals to guys?
To
I don't think so.
No, I didn't mean that it only appealed to men, but I was just wondering, I was just noticing, just commenting on that this is, seems like a very masculine-oriented program. That not only are all the performers men, it seems that all the source material is from a man. The book that the source material is drawn from is edited by a man.
And so
there's a man reading it. I mean, what would it be if, instead of Peter reading, if it was a woman's voice reading, like
every visited house to be marked.
And did you make was that a consideration?
That
not really. Peter kind
of
has the voice of God quality
of a foot long
that I was going
in the middle
for
of the door, evident to be seen. And with these
kind of has
usual
that
printed words,
almost
that is
stilted
to say, Lord have mercy upon
and
us.
I don't know any ladies
set close
that
over the same cross. There to continue until lawful opening of the same.
In
house
terms of the guys
Hackney
playing the game, part
that
of it
care be
was
taken of Hackney coachmen
who
that they
has
not,
the video game system
and to do, after caring of infected persons to the pest house.
You know, part of this is I was able to talk Jake into bringing his television.
Their coaches be well aired and have stood unemployed by the space
that,
of 5 or 6 days
stunk,
after such service.
We did it.
And your brother
care
used
to be
your
had
TV
of unwholesome
John actually
fish
got
flesh
John had a little John we brought
corn.
John's a little
that special care
and you're
taken
buddy,
that
need
no
need
stinking
three.
Fish or
the one behind you
flesh,
here in the studio
corn,
is what John used
or other corrupt fruits.
So we just set him if he was gonna in, if he was gonna overall engineer the show. We then just set up the console with the television that's already in there that doesn't really get used much. He played there and stayed in this room, whereas we set Patrick and Jay in the performance studio in the middle. Peter and I then were in the
suffered to be kept within any part of the city, or any swine to be, or stray in the streets.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
That such swine
in the mid-80s, while addressing the United Nations, Ronald Reagan made reference to how the world would quickly come together if threatened by an alien,
by the dog
meaning extraterrestrial
okay.
threat. Can you talk about this program in relation to the impending alien
plays,
wars?
Bearing baitings, games, singing of ballads,
I'm not sure I'm gonna,
play,
but...
or such like causes of assemblies of people be utterly
sure.
prohibited, and the parties offending severely
they don't
punished
like cows.
By every alderman in his ward.
I'm just curious as to
tippling houses,
what sort of apocalypse you're talking about.
In taverns,
you're talking about a biblical
houses,
apocalypse, or you're talking about when we're all made into slaves by extraterrestrials.
Frankly, and most seriously, I don't think it matters.
And the
I think that if it's not going to be a apocalypse
no
of biblical proportions, whether it's the opening of the seventh seal and the return of whoever Messiah is, then or aliens or we're going
to
according to
okay.
the ancient law
or we're
going to
run out
of
upon the you know natural resources and all the economies collapse
Sir John
the
Lawrence
environment goes down the tubes something's going to get us.
Whitehead had found a congressman.
I would like to think
to
that it
story
would be
out with him.
You know
Whitehead then
something that's sort of fun sort of fun to watch
the five frightened children in our camp, and he asked them, "Aren't you taking your family with you too, sir?" "Sure," he
what's,
said.
We'll what's Peter
someday.
Reading from here?
Start loading.
This is more from the dead cat
before
on our rainbow.
After a white-haired senator turned toward the silent capital, his
this
eyes
one,
streaming,
at this point we start
and shook them fiercely.
We've been doing it for a little while, but we've gone back and done
clouds.
multiple segments of text.
Just
this is actually one of the rare ones that he just, it's really long, comparatively. We just sort of
ruins,
keeps
going.
As a tremendous
you know,
does a little bit here, then
through
a little
the vast
bit
here,
crowd. Then a little bit here.
And now everybody
and
is
it doesn't really start
together.
Over. There's a lot, some of the other ones,
are still rising
you know, the Viking Terror
fast,
is only 4 lines
as the
long.
Enemy
so it,
fire eats away the glory of this
I just want to take a moment here to let our listeners know what's going on.
Washington
okay.
cries to the nation.
This is VGA, producer's commentary. We're listening to a show from our first season in the left channel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in your right channel. My name's Eric. I was the producer on that show. I'm here with Philip. He's the
executive producer.
He likes to say that.
Co-executive producer and engineer of this program this
program.
Evening, but was not present during the initial broadcast of
you were in New York's
video game apocalypse. Yes,
torrent
I was
and
in my own
and
flood
overwhelmed the world. Tempest and flood raged together like warring
apocalypse.
Hosts.
Okay.
When the seventh day dawned, the storm from the south subsided. The sea grew calm. The flood was stilled. I looked at the face of the world, and there was silence. All mankind was turned to clay.
We are back on the Gilgamesh.
Oh, you gods here present, by the lapis lazuli round my neck, I shall remember these days as I remember the jewels of my throat. These last days I shall not forget.
Peter sounds like he could use some water.
Gather round the sacrifice.
He does.
He shall not
one of the things that we've
offering,
that you know I think
for without reflection,
we've all learned a lot. Whether or not it actually sounds in our shows, I think we've all learned a lot in the second season compared to the first season. one of the things is, you know, if you are going to have somebody read the entire show,
the violence which may be done to the body, yeah, be nice to him. By another's
have,
lust,
have while the appropriate amount of facilities, you know,
violet.
Ready.
The end of this present life must come, whether sooner or later. Blessings and disasters often shared by good and bad. The saints lose nothing by being deprived of temporal goods. Those who complain of the Christian world really wish to run on shortly such indulgence.
Is this your favorite program you've produced?
Ooh, I don't know. Trouble on Planet Earth is a personal favorite as well. It almost got this treatment.
Uncounted thousands.
I mean, normally that's the one where it was supposed to be the choose your own adventure, and it was more conceived as the fiasco show. Everything that could possibly go wrong at any possible time, to the point that, and we didn't. Us in the performance studio didn't know much of this, but Philip was outside throwing his shoe at the window.
A book.
Whatever. And
there's a wicked wind.
Sound was bad. Sound was good. It was really pretty funny. One of the reasons that I did this one is, even though we haven't really done much of it lately, many of the shows have been like this lately, but there's a definite, you know, thread within the Blind Spot group of doing, you know, soundscapes or the more obtuse types of things. And I'm not really,
Behold,
I don't really do that.
The Lord maketh the earth.
I'm generally more narrative. I'm generally,
turneth it upside down.
My point of view is generally leans towards comedy.
You think Seinfeld is funny?
And I do think Seinfeld is funny.
As with the people, so with the priest. As with the servant, so with his master.
And I wanted to do this because this, and that's not to say that it's
as with the buyer,
worse, as good, or better than anybody else's, but.
And utterly spoiled.
You know, this is as non-narrative, and this is as close to a traditional Blind Spot.
The earth mourneth and fadeth away.
That I think I've ever done.
Languisheth and fadeth away.
Exactly.
The haughty people of the earth do languish.
Ultimately,
the earth,
you know,
also is defiled
with a concept that you can't really add
thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant.
What's your favorite show?
Therefore, has
that I produced or just a Blind Spot
devoured the earth.
I don't know. I think we've done a lot of good shows.
They're all like your
the
children.
Inhabitants of the earth are
they're like our kids, man.
I beat them all.
Few men left. The new wine mourneth.
Amongst,
the vine
I mean,
wisheth,
as is very clear, I'm still sigh. Very partial to bingo.
The mirth of Tavris.
Just because I can't. Like, it turned out far better than I ever would have thought was possible.
Okay.
They shall drink wine with a song.
There were a couple of technical difficulties, but in general, I think, what the hell was that? The Exquisite Corpse radio program from the end of last season was a good one.
There is for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened.
Those are, of course, both programs that I
produced.
Trying to think of other... I think the landscape show was pretty good. I'm also very partial to the program we did with the Sons of God, the cooking and eating the food show. But there have been a number of good. I thought the President show, the recent one, had some good, really good stuff in it. I thought that the show last week had some very good things in it. So it's hard for me to. And there were some things I liked quite a bit about Trouble on Planet Earth.
Which I feel
there were, you know, but at the same time, the idea of doing a Choose Your Own Adventure radio program is something I've had for about a decade, and so would actually really like to do it as a straight program at some point.
I hear you.
So you know, I vacillate back and forth on that. Like, I think that the program as it was pretty good, but I don't want to abandon the idea.
Yeah, no, it's not what you. It's not the original idea.
She shall pass over stream.
So, I mean, I thought that
to her fate,
Brian's recent Versus show had some interest, like...
The Oriental
some interest, like,
come
I learned a lot. I think Brian learned a lot from seeing that program.
To see
France. think it was pretty good. I'd have to look at a full list to figure out. Like, there are ones that I love in theory, like Cat Party and Thousand Balloons and Digging and in theory, Sisyphus vs. Prometheus, although clearly not in practice.
Shall die by
but this is supposed to be your producer's commentary.
I'm just
not mine. So is you talked about this as being thinking about it like music,
yes.
Which would involve micro and macro structures. Fire, I would say. In terms of long-term composition. The video game players are pretty much performing a task, right? They're
right.
playing a video game,
right.
And they're not given a score. They're not told to die or
right.
to. And so, in some ways, the structuring is completely linguistic. It's Peter, right? Is the
treacherously. Treacherous.
It's Peter and
very treacherously.
Fear the focal point is ultimately the mixing board. It's me listening to what everybody's doing. Originally, it was conceived as a score.
That he who fleeth from the
there,
noise
there would have
of the
been
fear
a score. So do
the
you know
and
GTA
he that cometh
do
up out of the midst of the pit
fire engine
shall be taken
now.
In the snare.
After
for the windows
getting together with my gamer friends,
and the foundations of the earth to
that
shake.
Was deemed to be.
Impossible. Is utterly
not impossible, but
the
not
is clean,
the level of
the earth is moved.
One, the level of work that it would have taken me
the earth
in advance
to and fro
wasn't
the
worth
tree.
The real
and
risk
shall be removed
that
like
just by the nature of the game, you know, if it's calling for a fire engine
and shall fall
there,
and not rise
there's
again.
A finite amount of fire engines in this digital landscape, and if they're nowhere
day,
near them,
that the Lord shall
then
punish.
I got nothing.
The host of the high ones that are on high.
And it also sort of, I also didn't really, the more I thought about it, I didn't really want to force.
And they shall be gathered together.
I didn't want to force
prisoners
what
are gathered in
the
pit. The
subtext of it was going to
be shut up,
you know.
Prison.
I like.
And after many days,
I put the text in a rough
visited.
Order.
Then the moon
and
shall be confounded, and the sun
Peter
ashamed.
Kind of improvised on his own.
When the Lord of hosts.
So there's a couple of you know, there's a couple
Mount
of spots where he reads like a paragraph
entrance,
and a half from Jerusalem by from Isaiah, and then some Nostradamus. And then he goes back to that same spot that he left off at in the Jerusalem, and I hadn't done that, and. I think it's completely effective, and I mean it's a lot for me. It was a lot about group improvisation, and you know the guys playing the video games are doing a little bit more than just playing a task, because they are aware of what's going on and what Peter's saying, and if they've been pulled down
the
whole time. You know, Jake was struggling to find something that doesn't swear.
Wouldn't that ultimately be your responsibility as a producer to have thought about
God,
swearing before you decided on,
sin,
or was it so important because Grand Theft Auto is such a sort
of this present
like
life
presence in the video world, like
yes.
video game world, but like it's such a notorious game that
it was
really
definitely necessary on those grounds. It also.
Fear.
I played it a little. I played that game
like
a little
flame,
bit, not very,
strong
not very
as
much.
Ever. Doom
and
still makes a crackling sound like
the level of swearing was much greater than I had heard or anticipated. I'd played the previous game, the Vice City game. And there's some degree of swearing in it, but there isn't the level of, like, incidental swearing.
You can't go in and set your controller so that there's no potty mouth?
No. Can't. Thank God.
I was wondering if you could talk about the impact that you think this program had on the world. How you think the world is different after its original broadcast.
Well, we got one fan email from some guy that either you and John probably know from Detroit. who said he liked it and encouraged and asked if I'd ever read the book of Revelation.
In this homeless flood of have you? In this
yeah. Troops are moving in. Which one do you want? Among maddened masses fleeing.
You're talking about
the, city.
The book of Daniel, or you're talking about the book of Revelation?
Right. Crowds the
I'm talking about the book of Revelation.
The blank face of all.
John, the old
it
John.
Couldn't happen here yesterday.
Well, because that's really influenced by the book of Daniel.
I know.
And
I watch there, the History Channel, like you.
And then there's the E.L. Doctorow book of Daniel.
Which is not the same.
But it, but it's about the Rosenberg.
And you borrowed it from John.
No, I loaned it. And the advent of the of nuclear weaponry. And I'm wondering what your stance is on the Rosenbergs. I mean, do you think that they were doing?
Yes.
Okay.
He was. I don't know. I don't know if she was, but he was.
He was what? Because you.
He was a spy.
Okay. Now, my question wasn't whether or not he was a spy. It was whether or not you thought that they were operating for the good of the world. That by making the U.S. the not the only nuclear power, that they were like by distributing that power. To another country, if they were like helping to steer the tide of American imperialism or something.
Environmental and social disaster.
No.
As borders.
No, I don't think. I don't think that's the case.
So you don't think he should have received a Nobel Peace Prize?
Wars are fought over scarce resources.
Yeah. Flag?
Especially water. No. And war itself becomes continuous
he did.
With
crime. No, he did.
As armed bands of
I don't think they should have been put
to clash.
Death.
With the private
I definitely don't think he is.
Of the elites, a preview of the first decades of the 21st
century. This is, you know, I'm at this point is where I'm on. I have sort of two options.
Oh, yeah.
Because originally, and even up until today, I thought that this is about the time that the show runs out of steam. And I like that we go back to Ozymandias again, which I ultimately choose because it's one of my favorite poems.
A traveler from an antique land who said
this
too vast and
Mr. Moon in high school. My crazy lit teacher stood in front of us in orange hunting clothes every day of the year, who I couldn't take my sophomore year because he was on a sabbatical because he was arrested for receiving stolen goods.
Stamped on these lifeless things.
But he stood there and he looked just like Hemingway until he shaved his beard and he looked like Arthur Carlson from WKRP.
My name is Ozymandias, King
in orange hunting gear, and stood in front of us going, Ozymandias.
Nothing beside remains.
Really stuck with
me. The decay of that colossal.
But now,
bank, boundless and bare.
I listened to this thing several times today, and
stretch far.
I actually kind of like away. That. In effect, it ends here, and from Peter's performance and how I'm mixing it, the show goes out getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, to the point that the last things that we hear are Jake from the GTA game riding a dirt bike in the middle of the country because there's no one around there to swear at him. And it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's not with bang, but a whimper.
I've got one last question for you since we're doing a producer's commentary.
Okay.
How do you feel this program has gone?
Every side was the waste of reality.
Should we do a producer's commentary of it?
I looked for land.
Oh, wow.
But 14 leagues distant.
Were there highlights of this program this evening? Were there low points?
There,
were there?
Well, you know, I actually think it's very much like 99% of all the commentaries out there.
Fast.
Maybe, all right, let's say 95.
It's meandering. And
it's meandering. It doesn't, there's some, you know, interesting information, but a lot of it's just sort of, it is like
anecdotal crap.
Yeah, and, you know, not
a third day,
not every original source material, and not everybody who's going to do the commentary has got the Gangs of New York Scorsese, who's dreamed of making this one movie his entire life, and can tell you about the one extras walking down the street is supposed to be, and it's the type of storyteller just naturally that it's its own thing. I think that to some degree, I wanted to do this. I like, as you well know, I like doing stuff that's a little meta. And, you know, it's the show within the show. And I like that it's all commentaries are kind of silly.
What, was I too interviewy? She saw that the like, I'm a little, it turned into more of an interview than I'd expected. And she did not come back.
I mean, it's not like I can talk about, you know, everything open to the four winds. How I tried to put the narrative motifs together, because I didn't. And that's, you know, seven and again seven. I mean, for me, it really, I understands. It's difficult to really have. There's not a lot besides anecdotal information when it's ultimately a group improvisation work. You know, it's if we listen to, not to compare this to frankly anything, but if we listen to some Miles Davis records with Miles Davis providing a commentary track, what's he gonna, you know? Yeah, this baseline come in.
This is where the H really hit. Here you can tell that I'm starting, like, I'm starting to Jones and my teeth are rattling. These last days I shall not forget. This is where I start to suck. That's what gathers around the sacrifice,
except. But you know what I'm, you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's a, it's actually another thing that it's kind of, I think it's an interesting, I thought it before we did the show, and I still think I think it's an interesting show to do as a, to do a commentary to, because, you know, it's as, much or it's as little as you want to make of it.
Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. They shall not drink wine with a song. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut, that no man may come in. There is crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. And mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation.
You have been listening to Blindspot, VGA Producer's Commentary. Produced by myself, Eric S. Humphrey. Engineered and co-hosted by Philip Von Zweck. Each week, Blindspot presents a unique radio show that explores the possibilities of the medium. For more information about the program and the people that work on it each week to produce it, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you will find pictures, MP3s of past shows, as well as information about future programmings. Tune in next week at 10 when Blindspot presents The Talk. Thank you for listening. This has been Blindspot. Shall take away theirs. Blood, earth, pestilence, famine, fire, bewitched by water. The well-to-do shall be cast down, the world in trouble. Enemies shall seize the city. Famine